together for the Lord. Shall we lift up our voice and let's celebrate the Lord? Give thanks to God. Every one of us. Please, I urge you to give thanks to God. Thank him for his mercy. Danase. Oh dear, Danase. Kase vrade me dawase. Se wa mame tia se wa mkwem. Bebre na wa ya mame. Danase. Celebrate the Lord with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands.
Oh, mama.
Oh, Padre, come
out to me.
Celebrate the Lord. Oh,
hey,
We thank you for this wonderful morning. It is a privilege. We are still alive by your blood.
Amen.
Thank you for the sharing of the mission of the blood that has set us free. We are humble this morning.
Amen.
Talk to us. Teach us.
Amen.
We believe that we will not leave here as we came.
Amen.
Father, let the efficacy of the blood, let the power in the blood, let this power, let this anointing flourish our life. Change our story today and give us a new testimony. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, let the saint shout a big amen.
Amen.
And put that prophetic hand clap offering to the Lord. It is a prophetic one. So as you are doing, it opens doors. It paved the way. Bible said, all ye of the Lord, let's clap for the Lord.
Yes,
as you are clapping, something is happening.
Amen.
Shout fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
Now, within 5 minutes, 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, stand on your feet. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
By the blood.
By the blood.
This morning.
This morning.
Any entity.
Any entity.
Fighting against my life.
Fighting against my life.
By the power.
By the power.
In the blood.
In the blood.
As I shout.
As I shout.
Fire.
Fire.
For 50 times.
For 50 times.
Let there be.
Let there be.
A blessing.
A blessing.
Over my life.
Over my life.
Come on, what?
Fire.
Two.
Fire.
Three.
Fire.
Four.
Fire.
Five.
Fire.
Six.
Fire.
Seven.
Fire.
Eight.
Fire.
Nine.
Fire.
Ten.
Fire.
11.
Fire.
12.
Fire.
13.
Fire.
14.
Fire.
15.
Fire.
16.
Fire.
17.
Fire.
18.
Fire.
19.
Fire.
20.
Fire.
21.
Fire.
22.
Fire.
23.
Fire.
24.
Fire.
25.
Fire.
26.
Fire.
27.
Fire.
28.
Fire.
29.
Fire.
30.
Fire.
31.
Fire.
32.
Fire.
33.
Fire.
34.
Fire.
35.
Fire.
36.
Fire.
37.
Fire.
38.
Fire.
39.
Fire.
40.
Fire.
41.
Fire.
42.
Fire.
43.
Fire.
44.
Fire.
45.
Fire.
46.
Fire.
47.
Fire.
48.
Fire.
49.
Fire.
50.
Fire.
Take your seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are in the month of the blood. And this morning we are talking about the mystery of the blood. Now we have a question that we have to answer. So we are asking that why should we drink the blood of Jesus? What the blood of Jesus does in our life. So we are going to deal with this subject. So far as you are a believer, you need to understand this. So let's pay attention and listen to what the Lord has for us this morning. Now, let's read the book of Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 25.
Mark 14, verse 22 to 25.
Read.
As they were eating, he took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to them and said, take it, this is my body. Verse 23. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and so they all drank from it. Verse 24. He said to them, this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many. The last verse. I assure you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in a new way in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will come back on this subject before I end my message. Now, listen. The reason why we drink the blood of Jesus is so simple. Number 1, the blood of Jesus represents the kingdom of God. The blood of Jesus. It represents the kingdom of God.
Now,
two, the blood of Jesus represent the blood of Jesus represent everyone who is born again. To everyone that is born again, the blood of Jesus representing you. Number three, if anyone drinks the blood of Jesus, he or she is renewing his relationship between Jesus as his Lord and
personal.
You are daily renewing your salvation. So every day when you take in the communion, it is a contract base. You are there renewing your salvation to God. You
are renewing.
Now, number two question is what the blood of Jesus does in our life. If anyone drink the blood of Jesus, if anyone drink the blood of Jesus, he or she is renewed. Oh, sorry. I've said that. So let's move on to this before we come and ask. John chapter number 6, verses 55.
John 6 verse 55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
Now, Jesus said, my flesh. So we all know flesh. Our skin. Jesus said, his flesh is the food indeed.
Jesus said,
and my blood is drink indeed. Two things. The flesh and the body. The drink. The blood. Two things. His flesh and his blood. Now, the blood of Jesus does so many things in our life. The blood of Jesus does so many things in our life. In fact, without the blood of Jesus, we can never live successfully. So, the blood of Jesus has something unique in our life. Praise God. Sorry for this. Now, listen. So, before we can live a successful life, you need the blood of Jesus. Now, I am communicating to believers, not unbelievers. Many a times when you are preaching like this, people refer the statement to his friend, his brother, who is not born again. Now, if my friend, even he is not a believer, but he is successful.
No,
please. If you travel, you can see that those who are not believers, believing countries. Go and see how they have developed their countries. Everyone over here, God has given us brain. Everybody has a brain. It is a free brain. As much as you can think, then you will think for your safety. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, put it here. And take off the nice napkin. Yeah. Right. So we will come back on this subject. Let me do it very well.
And
are you in the church at all? But don't be tempted. Some of you,
amen. No,
there are people, they are tempted about bread. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are saying that the blood of Jesus make a man's live successfully. Number one, it is a note. Those who join secret court have a way of drinking blood. All secret
courts.
They have so many types, and they have a way of drinking blood. Blood. In the kingdom of witches and wizards, they drink blood. Blood empowers every living thing.
Hey, I want to be one more gem. A dear Biara, a woman of a shell.
So, in the demonic kingdom, when they have access to human blood, it empowers them, it gives them long, long life.
And to bronze some in your summon young, a moja no more, and that's of the young idea. And mama,
why do you normally, in some of us, our family, we point hand to people that maybe we accuse them that they are witches. But that a witch man or a wizard or that witch will live and die around 80, 90 years. Some of them, they really grow. They live long. When you go to occult, those malam and fetish priests, they live long. It is likely to see them, what a shock. Just imagine what I'm saying. Hotel. An November say you. Amen. Now who solid pie kwa? Who better name be as?
Amen.
Because and Tiasia yen yen tina be pray e catch.
Amen.
Be pray deeper be pray. The malam will live and you see him as old person before he will die.
Malam ben yia mana bokokura na brantie.
But young ones, him they will die.
No more.
They are going. Many souls are perishing.
20, 30, no more.
But if you can study this, how many attempts, I'm not saying it is not happening, but how many attempts have you seen an accident which has occurred and they said there was a malam or a fetish which died in that accident?
Well, then when the accident is, you see what you can't see, don't you say any actual papa way, not a malam, not a hobby, you don't see papa way, or your comfort, or
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I am not saying it is not happening, it's happened.
And you see, and you see.
But it is not common.
Entire sin.
The same thing, pastors, we die. Normally, you can hear that can take place in so many places. But in original way, it is not too common rapidly to see pastors involving in accident. They die in accident. I am not saying it is not happening. But there are things that you can see rapidly. It is happening rapidly. Now, unless the pastor cross the road to the other side, joining a certain society, then you have sold yourself to them, they will kill you.
Jesus, or so for no one man, you bring a meal council, a couple of some council, and uncover was a sad year. A tunnel, a tough
war. I am not saying we pastors and all that, everybody die. But I just want us to learn and know that there are things, if you are a believer, if you are an unbeliever, what you do have effect in your life.
Me pese wo hunu ni yesu se ojidi ni no se ni ma yesu
in our life. So, if occultism, they have knowledge about blood, how much more you believer?
Now,
why did they use blood for money? There are people, they will just go and they said, recently, yes, just recent, then latest news. We have two latest news. One has been jailed, and one, the children, they are still in the police custody. 3 months. You know the story. We will not stand here and be happy about no, it's wrong. But listen, there is wisdom we need to learn. So when you avail yourself to the devil, that is why you use you. You will just disgrace you. That is the work of the devil. He will disgrace you. You see, Jesus, the Bible said that, for I know the thought that I think towards you.
Yes, you say, only my dream, what dream you found.
And another scripture also put in this content that, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. So, when you avail yourself for the devil, you will change your thoughts, the way you think. So, you will use your mind to achieve his purposes. In the kingdom of the devil, they are celebrating that we have been able to succeed. This lady, he has not stolen anybody's thing, but he has been to jail. Because we know that there must be something serious you have to do before you can go to jail. We are talking about blood. There is a mystery in the blood. Another way to understand the reason why Jesus' blood is so essential is the blood of Jesus is representing like Ghana, our anthem. Anywhere you hear God bless our homeland Ghana, you hear the anthem is representing Ghana. And wherever you hear the blood of Jesus, it is also an anthem in heaven. Anytime we hear, it means that something is happening in our kingdom. As much as you pray and you mention the name of Jesus, then the blood will start working. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Now you see, you need to have knowledge, understanding of every subject in our kingdom. You need to have it. But what you don't know, don't talk too much. There are many people who could not, you see, because of lack of understanding, that is the reason why they fear the blood, they go far from it. That your benefit, you are running away. Because of your sin conscious, we will deal with it. Never be afraid of the blood. No, it is our weapon, our secret weapon. I pray for your life that may the Spirit of God rest over your life. May the blood flourish over your life in the name of Jesus. Gateko shada da bakanda. Hey, pada da bakanda, sada bakanda. To me be wahwa enya wanwa juma. Oh, grandma.
Watch anymore.
Da da da.
To me be wahwa
enya
wanwa juma.
Hey, Juma, oh grandma, Maja Nimo, hey, to me be, oh grandma,
Maja Nimo,
to me be, not your wound, my town food, tea, and so. And that's when it be a Rosamond Tanya Free. Papa,
to
be what? Amen. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
There is power in the blood.
I want it be.
There is power. There is power. Now, if you don't know, that is the reason why you don't believe. Now, if you know, you believe it. And you will use it. It is like many of us are having phones, and some of us, our phones, we are just receiving calls, taking pictures, and that is the end. But that phone that we are holding, if it is in the hands of another person, he will use it to do so many things.
Now they receive and no pay. Now so unima, you tell me the year niama bebre wa be for kwanso.
Same thing applies to the blood of Jesus. I pray that may your eyes be opened.
Amen.
And your understanding be enlightened.
Amen.
Are you shouting a big amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something is happening right now. The blood of Jesus is alive. Now, there is life in the blood. There is life in the blood. The more you drink the blood, the more you live. The more you drink the blood, the more you live. In our science scientists or doctors, they have studied and they have learned that, oh, we can use this man's blood to save another man's life.
Doctor Fomu Nim Diano, Omutimi Fa Odipa Kumoja, and the young people from Moja.
Why?
I didn't hear.
Blood is life.
And qua,
there is life in the blood.
And qua, that
is why the witches and lizards, they drink. When the more they drink, the more they live.
They drink.
You don't know. That made them to live long. So by the power in the blood, if you are a believer, you don't know the mystery behind the blood. That is the reason why there are many people always, if not his head, his toe. Whatever you do as a human being, one day you will feel pains in your body. I'm telling you.
Because
the human system is a machine. The way you run, you go, you come, you sit, you jump, you. It is a form. The machine also failed it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But there is something that can differentiate the believer and unbeliever. What will kill the unbeliever will be difficult to kill the believer. So if the blood is in you, you will live. Oh, I say you will live. You will live. So you see, we are talking about the mystery. It is a mystery. When I finish, I will show you the mystery. Genesis chapter 9, verses 4. Today my message will be very brief.
Genesis 9, verse 4.
Yeah.
But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
Now, there is life in the blood. So God forbid his children even not to eat animal, which was what? Within, the blood is within that animal. It means that you did not kill the animal. No, they shouldn't eat an animal which has not been killed. So anytime you kill that animal, the blood comes up. That is what we have to eat. But an animal which contains his blood, the Bible forbid even us not to eat. The blood contained the life of that animal. As you poured it out, you have sent that soul back to the grave.
So
it is something that we need to understand. Now, if you can't drink, you will live long. If you can't drink, you will not live long. If you cannot drink the blood, your living can never be too long. But if you can drink, you can live long. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verses 56.
Yeah. He that eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, not him.
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood about in me, and I will what? And I in him.
Near or deep me,
no no mi moja no what simimi yesu mu na menso meti ni mu.
How would you eat and drink the blood and you not live long?
But you're dying wedding no want me yankwa
while Jesus is living in you
na yesu so ti mu.
Christ in you is the hope of glory. You can't drink the blood and still be the same.
Now,
you see, since we started this year, some of you sitting down here, you have not even, he has not even attended one communion service.
Sister,
you said you love Jesus. You called yourself a believer. The one that you are serving said, do this. Yeah, he said, I won't do. So, there is something that you need to have, but you are not getting it. And it is not a physical, it is a spiritual thing. Sir, you can't serve God with your own mentality. No, no, no. Our brain is too small. No, we are limited beings.
Again, a pimp.
God is unlimited. He created us.
I don't know, boy.
And he said, we should do this. We should do this. But you said, no, I won't do. So there is something that it is in the blood you will never get if you don't drink. You would not get it. Now, in our Christendom, we have so many mysteries. Things that you can't see with your eyes, but it works. Now, when Jesus, his time was nearly due for him to die. One day, there was a party. Jesus was there. And Jesus was under that party. And at a certain time, a young woman came there with an alabaster flag oil. And he poured that oil at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, what this woman has done, she has buried me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The reason why Jesus was buried and do not decay, because of that oil. He said it. He said, what you have done, you have used this procedure or what you have done right now to bury me. So how would you understand this? The man was alive.
Papa not yes.
But he said this.
And so what can happen?
And lo and behold, when Jesus died, he came back to life again.
Yes, was sorry.
There was no scent in the grave. He do not decay.
Yes, one mom.
There is mysteries in our kingdom.
Yeah, well, he tells someone, yeah, kingdom.
Praise God. Now listen, Peter was in prison and an angel visited Peter. Now listen, an angel visited Peter in the prison, and the angel said, wake up, take well your things, let's go. The prison gate was shut 3 times. There was security was very tight. They were all there. Even extra prisoners are there. But the angel went in and took Peter from first gate, second gate, third gate, and Peter went home. Now, how would you understand this?
Then what Peter asked me,
now, we are talking about the story of Peter, but do you know what can happen to you and God will save you? Listen, a young guy had an accident. He was with a car on the roadside. Sometimes you can just lay back on the car at the roadside, so waiting for somebody. The young guy was there, and a car drove over him.
Papa,
with the car. The car smash. The car make like some. If you are used. Make to draw. When was any day? Bobo so I have
flattened.
But the young guy was standing somewhere. Even his back was also with him.
Oh, but the Abrantian who Yan said, I say, Bibian Manuswako Jinanche, bag a Kurani Kutano, and non so maso.
If you are connected to him,
say, who can you sumwa?
Where you need him, he will save your life.
Yes, you are better than one.
If you are connected to him, when you need him, he will appear. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, serve the Lord very well. Give your whole life to him. And I'm telling you, he will never disappoint you. He will never fail you. Our God is not a God of that bar. When Elijah called God, God appeared. But when the prophet of Baal called their God, he refused to appear.
Hey,
you couldn't.
When
the presence of God disappeared, the devil. I pray for your life.
Amen.
The place that you live.
Amen.
Your workplace.
Amen.
Wherever you are working.
Amen.
May the presence of God.
Amen.
Be there for you.
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 Amen.
Shed fire.
Fire.
Shed fire.
Fire.
Shed fire.
Fire.
Shed fire.
Fire.
Shed fire. Put your hands together. Makuma
munda ho ma wo Makuma Miro na
Makuma munda
ho ma wo
Hey Padre Kebe Oh,
Akadabo sada bagada Zeta labo sada
Now how would you travel outside your country and without having a passport? Without passport, you can't travel.
Krata na ya friend a passport in Unkurabia, Togo Kurawunt Minko.
Yes. Those who normally use the border, the security on that way, they charge them. They take their money without even holding something as a citizen.
Wama mufa flower hey ya ko togo no mudia dance ye unkuta passport. Australia ni no jo kakra. Nkwa ban ho.
Yes. Now, how would you also go to heaven without passport?
Beye den eno akọ osuru. Ah, krata bi edia dance ye unkuta bi.
The passport for we believers is the blood.
A jidi fo a passport no eni moja no.
When he see the blood,
say who moja na.
He passed by.
Obetiam.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So demons are afraid of those who drink the blood.
Ahun boni omu suro omo omu bevula die didi.
They are afraid of them. They are afraid of them.
Omu suro won.
You know, I have done so many deliverances in your own presence. Once when I apply the blood, you will see how the reaction.
Mo se nya me afa me so aye nsenchire ni bebre. Se me di moja no eye enso ano a, hu niema esi.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They are afraid of the blood.
Bra, a boom.
So as you take that advantage and use the blood of Jesus.
And to also fasa kwenya no so nafa moja ni ye wo niema.
It has been given to us. But what you don't know, you normally say that it can kill you. But what do you know? It's a benefit for you. Now, there are those who drink the blood always have the favor of God. John chapter number 6, verse 57 to 58.
Says 57, no?
John 6, verse 57.
Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
So the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
Near Odime when I'm obey Yangwa and Nam Miminti.
He will live.
Obey Yangwa.
He will live.
Obey Yangwa.
Because of me.
And Nam Mimi Yeshunti.
Jesus.
Mimi Yeshu.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So any man or any woman who is found from the communion. Oh.
In Tibeme, Oba, Sewuni Yeshu Majanwa. Which you.
Is it like. Being an airport, you say you are traveling. I use it and I will still use it. Say, where are you going? The first thing they will ask you, bring your passport.
Oh, I could do airport. Who see who to find? Yeah, actually. Passport, bra.
Immediately you can show your passport. If there is a visa, then okay, go to this line.
Yeah, the stamp, boom, one. Now, Brunina, catch yourself. Corner could deny with you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, if the blood of Jesus is not in you, now you can come to a point. If the devil is after you, he will get you.
Say yes, so much and two more. Bro, some more power. Wouldn't you much and into obinum?
Now,
50:58. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Bonsema Yesu. Bonsema Yesu. A more dead. A more jam. Bonsemi.
So, let's go back to Mark chapter number 14, verse 22.
Afa yanko Mark o huma no etire du nine.
Mark 14, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
As they were eating.
Now, when they were eating,
he took bread.
He took. Listen.
Bomodina
shaha. Listen. When they were doing what?
Eating.
Uh-huh.
He took bread.
Omodini no fa abodo.
Uh-huh.
Blessed and broke it.
And he blessed. This is the bread. And this is my body. I bless it in the name of Jesus. And he did.
And
listen, I watch.
And gave to him.
And he gave. Your hand is busy.
Not the abodono Emma was
and said.
And he said,
Take, eat. This is my body.
Eat.
Take. Ora, dear. Ora, mama kakra. Mama kakra. Ella, oh dear.
You have to give me some few minutes.
Mama, me sima kakra.
And he took the cup. And when
read that thing.
And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them.
And he prayed over it. This is the blood.
Any more jano that was shit.
And they all drank of it.
Sorry, the cup is one.
So I'll pray.
And they all drank it. And he said unto them,
"No, catch that one, sir.
This is my blood.
When me moja
of the New Testament,
and none apam fufron,
which is shed for many.
Ah, me shiegu wama man sayina.
Verily I say unto you,
me catch that one, sir.
I will drink no more.
Me num sir bobe we biem
of the fruit of the vine.
Me num sir bobe say biem
until that day."
Bonsema Yesu.
John. Osuboni John.
Onamuni
biwa haya na eting.
Tuhiya
moja na dodo. Praise God. Continue.
Verily I say unto you,
John,
I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine.
At the end of my never.
Amen. Sabon send the massa for Rabbi.
Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine.
I will drink no more of the fruit of the
vine. Until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
So when we go to heaven, we will drink the blood over there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he took the bread. He broke it. And he said, this is my body. This is the mystery we are talking about. He was alive. And he took the bread. And said, this is my body. Take. Eat. He took the cup.
And of our crew,
which contained the fruit. And he lifted it. And he blessed it. Said, take. This is my blood. This is my blood. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. This is my blood. This is my blood. This is my blood. This is the blood. This is the blood. This is the blood. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. If you are a believer, you need to drink it.
No more.
If you are a believer,
so you did in here. Mojano, and you were sad yourself. Oh no.
If you are a believer,
so what you did in here,
you have to drink it.
Now,
if you can't drink this,
so what to me, no more.
How would you drink with him?
It's
impossible. That is why he taught them a prayer. When you pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come. So when the kingdom of God comes, whatever we are doing, we are practicing the heaven, the kingdom of God.
Here.
It is the typology. We are practicing them here. Sister, what bothering your mind? What is challenging you? What are you thinking about that stopping you not to take the
commandment?
From today, take a bold decision and never miss the communion service. Now, there are benefits in the communion. Number one, it heals every wound of us. The communion is a medicinal. If only your faith tells you so, it will work for you. Anytime you take in the communion, it stops the enemy to work against you spiritually. Because Jesus said we should do this in remembrance of him. Anytime you take the communion, you remember him.
And now say yes, yes,
so you can't drink the communion without Jesus also remembering you. Today,
and
then take a bold decision. You need to have some of the communion in your house. You need to have it. Serve yourself, pray over it, take it.
Or say,
it works. Drop some of the blood in your room. The devil is afraid of the blood. 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 Use the blood. Use the blood. Use the blood. Use the blood. Shut fire. This is a mystery because it was not a physical drink. Though he took the cup, but spiritually it changes to be his blood. But some churches, when you take the communion over there, you will get drunk. They use the communion as alcohol. The percentage was about 2 or 3%. Why should you take communion and you be intoxicated? You see, it is normal fruit drink that Jesus presented to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't use alcohol as a communion. No. Say every drink is a drink. Oh, every drink, local drink. No. Local drink is not part of
communion. And say for men febi.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now you took the bread. It was something that they were eating. So it's a mystery because this thing represents Jesus. The moment you bless it, it changed.
So when you slash wa anya hunam bie mo
e dane eye Yesu ne hunam ne moja.
To end my message,
in the master baby,
without taking the communion,
say where am ba wura de didia,
you are not part of him.
Won ka ne ho.
So if you take the communion,
say wo ba ne nchan a,
you are part of him.
Won ka ne ho.
The advantage is the devil will be far from you.
Enam say e ma bronsam dwane e fu nsina ba
mu. Any sickness, anything that happens to you, it will come back, they will vanish. You see, because your system is Jesus. I pray for your understanding this morning.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
From today,
amen.
Communion will not be a challenge to you.
Amen.
From today,
amen.
Communion will not be a challenge to you.
Amen.
May you receive it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
As you take in the communion.
Amen.
Any sickness.
Amen.
Any diseases.
Amen.
Vanish from your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any challenges.
Amen.
Any challenges.
Amen.
Any situation.
Amen.
As you take the communion.
Amen.
May you be healed.
Amen.
May you be free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for blessing us.
Yes, Lord.
Giving us the revelations.
Yes, Lord.
Over your word.
Yes, Lord.
We will never live to forget this information. It will be part of us forever.
Mm.
In Jesus' mighty name. Mm. Let the children of God shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, put your hands together. And as all of us rise to our feet. Yes, sorry, yeah, and answer the first. That can say, man, and go. La ba da la ba da la.